Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're going to be diving into the world of psychological pricing.
Psychological pricing.
You know, all those kind of clever tactics that businesses use to kind of sway our buying decisions.
Yeah.
We've got some really interesting research lined up on this, and I think it might just change the way that you see those tempting sales and those special offers forever.
It's amazing, you know, how much goes on beneath the surface when we're making purchasing decisions.
Yeah.
You know, we think we're being logical, but a lot of times it's our subconscious biases that are really calling the shots.
That's right. And today we're going to pull back the curtain and explore some of the most common and effective psychological pricing strategies out there.
Yeah. Let's start by defining exactly what we mean by psychological pricing.
Okay.
It's the art and science of using insights from behavioral economics and cognitive psychology to design pricing that influences customer behavior.
Right.
It's about understanding how our brains perceive value, and then using that knowledge to nudge us in a particular direction.
So it sounds almost like mind control. But let's start with something we've all probably experienced. That irresistible pull of a price ending in 0.99. I mean, why do we fall for that every time?
Yeah, it's called charm pricing. And it's more powerful than you might think.
Okay.
It all comes down to a cognitive bias known as the left digit effect.
Mm.
Our brains tend to focus on the leftmost digit of a price, so $99.99 feels significantly cheaper than $100, even though the difference is just a penny.
Right.
It sounds like our brains round down without us even realizing it.
Yeah, it's incredible how our brains can be tricked by something so simple, but I'm guessing there's actual data to back this up, right? It can't just be a feeling.
You're absolutely right. Research has shown that charm pricing can increase sales by up to 24% compared to rounded prices.
Wow.
One study even tracked people's eye movements and found that they tend to fixate on the leftmost digit for a longer period of time when evaluating prices.
Whoa.
So it's not just a feeling, it's a measurable phenomenon.
24%, that's a huge difference. So charm pricing is all about playing with our perception of value.
Right.
But what about those situations where companies want to make us feel like we're getting a steal? I'm thinking of those classic sale signs with the giant red slashes through the original price.
Ah, yes. That's a technique called price anchoring.
Okay.
It's all about setting a reference point that makes the actual price seem more appealing.
Okay.
Imagine you're shopping for a new TV and you see one for $1,500.
Okay.
That price might seem a bit steep, but then right next to it, you see another TV with seemingly similar features marked down from $2,000 to $1,200.
Right.
Suddenly that $1,200 TV seems like a fantastic deal.
Oh, I know that feeling. Suddenly that originally expensive TV doesn't seem so bad anymore. But isn't that a bit manipulative? Are they just making up that original price?
Well, the original price doesn't necessarily have to be completely fabricated.
Great.
It could be a price the product was sold at previously or even just a suggested retail price.
Okay.
The key is that it creates a frame of reference that makes the discounted price appear more attractive. So it's all about playing with our perception of what a good price is. Makes me wonder if I should be looking at everything with a more skeptical eye from now on. But let's move on to something else that always gets me those buy one, get one free deals, or BOGO, as I like to call them. I mean, who doesn't love free stuff?
BOGO is a classic example of what we call value framing.
Okay.
It's all about highlighting the perceived gain rather than the actual cost.
Right.
And it's remarkably effective at triggering our sense of urgency and making us feel like we're getting a great deal.
Right. It makes you feel like you're getting something for nothing, even though they've probably factored the cost of that free item into the price of the first one. It's like a little psychological puzzle.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And speaking of puzzles, let's talk about decoy pricing, one of the more intriguing psychological pricing strategies out there.
Okay.
Have you ever noticed how some companies offer a range of options that seem almost designed to make you choose the most expensive one?
You mean like when you're looking at different subscription plans and there's a really basic one, a really expensive one, and then one in the middle that seems like the best value?
That's a perfect example.
Yeah.
The less desirable options act as decoys.
Right.
Making the target option, the one they really want you to choose, seem much more appealing in comparison.
So they're basically setting up a choice architecture that nudges us towards a particular option. I'm starting to see how all these tactics work together to create a sort of psychological web.
Precisely.
Yeah.
And that's what makes psychological pricing so fascinating and so effective.
Yeah.
It's about understanding how our brains work.
Yeah.
And using that knowledge to craft pricing strategies that resonate with our deepest desires and motivations.
Right. It's like they're playing chess with our minds and we don't even realize it. But hey, we're onto their game now. Okay, so we've talked about charm pricing, price anchoring, value framing, and decoy pricing. What other psychological tricks do these marketing masterminds have up their sleeves?
Well, there's one that's incredibly subtle, yet remarkably effective. It's called the center stage effect.
Okay.
You see, when we're presented with a range of choices, especially if they're lined up horizontally, we tend to gravitate towards the option in the middle.
Really? Just because it's in the middle, is there any logic behind that, or are we just drawn to the middle like moths to a flame?
It's not entirely clear why this effect occurs, but some theories suggest it's related to our visual perception and how our brains process information.
Okay.
We tend to scan from left to right, and the middle option simply stands out more.
Mm.
Or perhaps it's because we subconsciously associate the middle with balance and moderation, making it seem like the safest, most reasonable choice.
So if a company wants to steer us towards a particular product or plan, let's say their most profitable one, they could just position it in the middle of their lineup.
Precisely. It's a subtle way to nudge customers towards a specific choice without them even realizing they're being influenced.
Wow, that's pretty sneaky. Okay, I'm starting to feel like I need to completely rethink my shopping habits now. But, you know, it's not just about avoiding being manipulated. I bet there are ways to use these psychological insights to actually improve our decision-making, right?
Absolutely.
Hmm.
Once you understand how your brain works and the factors that influence your choices, you can start to make more conscious, deliberate decisions.
You're right.
For example, knowing about the left digit effect might make you pause before impulsively buying something just because it ends in 0.99.
Okay.
Or understanding the power of price anchoring could help you negotiate a better price on a car or a house.
So it's all about becoming aware of these biases and then using that knowledge to our advantage. It's like leveling up our decision-making skills. But let's shift gears a bit and talk about another aspect of psychological pricing, how it's used to create different perceptions of value. Like, how do companies use pricing to signal whether something is a bargain or a luxury item?
That's where odd-even pricing comes into play. You see, odd prices, those ending in 0.99 or 0.47, tend to convey a sense of value and affordability. They make us think we're getting a deal, even if the price isn't that much lower than a rounded number.
So that's why you see so many clothes at discount stores priced at $19.99 or $29.97.
Right.
They're trying to tap into that bargain hunter mentality. But what about higher-end stores? They wouldn't use those odd prices, right?
Exactly. Luxury brands often use even pricing like $500 or $1,000 to signal exclusivity and prestige.
Yeah.
The clean, rounded numbers convey a sense of confidence and sophistication. It's all about aligning the pricing with the brand image.
It's fascinating how something as simple as a single digit can have such a profound impact on our perception of a product. It's like a secret language that companies use to communicate with our subconscious. But, you know, as we're talking about all these different tactics, I can't help but wonder, is there a point where psychological pricing crosses the line from persuasion to manipulation?
That's an important question, and it's one that businesses need to grapple with. While psychological pricing can be a powerful tool for influencing consumer behavior, it's crucial to use it responsibly and ethically.
Right.
Transparency is key. Customers should feel like they're being treated fairly and that the prices they're seeing are genuine.
Right. It's about finding that balance between using psychology to enhance the customer experience and using it to exploit our vulnerabilities. So how can businesses ensure they're using these tactics ethically? Are there any guidelines or best practices to follow?
One key principle is to avoid creating a sense of false urgency or scarcity.
Okay.
While limited time offers can be effective, they shouldn't be used to pressure customers into making rash decisions. It's also important to ensure that any price comparisons or discounts are accurate and not misleading. And perhaps most importantly, businesses should always strive to provide clear, concise information about their pricing so customers feel informed and empowered to make the best choice for them.
It sounds like it's all about being upfront and honest with your customers. Don't try to trick them or manipulate them. Instead, use these psychological insights to create a pricing strategy that's both effective and de-ethical.
Exactly. It's about building trust and fostering long-term relationships with customers, not just trying to make a quick sale.
Well said. You know, it's amazing how much depth there is to something as seemingly straightforward as pricing. It's not just about numbers. It's about psychology, ethics, and a deep understanding of human behavior.
Yeah, it really makes you appreciate all the thought and strategy that goes into something we often take for granted. But let's bring this back to our listener. You know, what does all of this mean for us as consumers navigating this complex world of psychological pricing?
Well, it means you're not powerless.
Okay.
Now that you're aware of these tactics, you can start to spot them.
Yeah.
Pay attention to how prices are presented, how choices are framed.
Right.
And how those subtle nays might be influencing your decisions.
It's like having a secret decoder ring for the world of marketing.
I can see through all the illusions and make choices based on what I truly value. But let's say I wanted to use these insights for good. Maybe even design the perfect pricing strategy for my own business. Where do I even begin?
That's a great question. And it's where the real art of pricing comes in.
Okay.
You need to consider your brand, your target audience, your costs, and of course, your business goals.
Right.
It's about finding that sweet spot where psychology and profitability meet.
So it's not just about slapping a 0.99 on everything and calling it a day.
Not quite.
Okay.
For example, if you're selling luxury goods, charm pricing might actually work against you.
Right.
Remember, even pricing can convey a sense of exclusivity and prestige.
Yeah.
Or if you're offering a subscription service, you might experiment with different tiers and use decoy pricing to nudge customers toward your most profitable plan.
So it's all about understanding the nuances of each tactic and how they can be used to create a pricing strategy that aligns with your overall business objectives. It sounds like there's a lot to consider.
There is. And as with any field, the more you learn, the more you realize there's still more to discover.
Right.
The world of psychological pricing is constantly evolving as researchers uncover new insights about human behavior and decision making.
Well, I have to say, I've learned a lot from this deep dive. It's amazing how much psychology goes into something as seemingly simple as setting a price.
Absolutely.
I feel like I've gained a whole new perspective on how businesses influence our choices and how we can use that knowledge to make more informed decisions.
And that's the power of understanding the psychology behind pricing.
Yeah.
It empowers you to become a more conscious and savvy consumer.
Well, a huge thanks to you for taking us on this fascinating journey into the world of psychological pricing. You've given us a lot to think about.
It was my pleasure.
Mm.
Always happy to share these insights.
And to all of you listening out there, we hope you enjoyed this deep dive into psychological pricing. Remember, the next time you're faced with a purchasing decision, take a moment to consider the psychology at play. Are you being subtly influenced by any of the tactics we discussed? Are you truly getting a good deal, or are you falling prey to a clever marketing ploy? The more aware you are, the better equipped you'll be to make choices that align with your values and your budget. That's it for this episode of The Deep Dive. We'll see you next time for another fascinating exploration of the world around us.